It's time now for your NorCal Christian Connection. Here's your host, Cole Nevin.
Hello, thanks for joining us. Today we have a special Ministry Spotlight edition, and I'm thrilled to introduce a New York Times best-selling author. He's a teacher of Bible prophecy in the Middle East, Joel Richardson. Hey, Joel, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Cole.
It's great to have you. And, you know, to start out, what could you say to me and to those listening to help us develop an interest and a passion for Bible prophecy?
Sure. Well, you know, I think a lot of Christians and ministries today have sort of turned off to the whole subject of biblical prophecy, you know, but it's interesting that Peter, in his second epistle, the first chapter, he actually tells us, he says, you would do well to pay attention to the words of the prophets. He describes it as a lamp shining in a dark place, that we would do well to pay attention to that until the day dawns. You know, and it's amazing when we look at the early Christians, they had such a focus on the words of the prophets, on the day of the Lord and all these things. And this was the issue that drove them toward holiness, toward evangelism, toward missions, and really even to lay down their lives with a courage that we see very rarely in the church today. So I'm convinced that if the church would realign itself with that focus, that it would plumb line us back in many ways that the church is really lacking today.
I think you're absolutely right. I know that for me personally, when I think of the second coming and some of these prophecies being fulfilled, it motivates me to want to study, want to share the truth of the gospel with others. And it's powerful. These prophecies and these things are motivating, they're powerful. And you've written several books addressing some of these topics. And so in a nutshell, how do you see Islam fitting into Bible prophecy?
Sure. Well, I think a lot of folks over the past 50, 60 years have really had an emphasis on the idea that the Antichrist, his religion, and his empire would come out of Europe. And many Protestants today think it would be the Pope or Prince Charles or who knows, you know, somebody from Europe. But I'm convinced that when we really look at the words of the prophets, we look at the thoroughly Jerusalem and Israel-centric nature of the Bible, we look at all the names, the specific locations that the prophets are pointing to, they're all pointing to the nations that surround the nation of Israel. And so today, these are all Middle Eastern and North African Muslim-majority nations. I'm convinced that the prophets are really pointing to the head of the spear, if you will, of the coming empire of the Antichrist, as well as his religion as coming out of the Middle East. And so I'm convinced that Islam will play a premier role in the last days, and I believe the church needs to be paying attention to these things.
That's for sure. And, you know, as people do want to get more information and understanding on some of these topics and issues, what's the best way to get more information about your understanding and the books and the teachings that you have available?
Sure. Well, I'm at joelstrumpet.com. That's my home of my ministry. I've written a few books. The first one is Islamic Antichrist. That's where I lay out what do Muslims believe, what are they expecting about the end times, and how does that line up with biblical prophecy. And then my most recent book is called Mideast Beast. And in that book, I really lay out many of the things that are even taking place in the Middle East right now with the rise of the recent caliphate and a lot of these things. And I think it's amazing when we look at the words of the prophets, we see that it really is taking place in the world right now.
Yes, I definitely agree. It's crazy times right now. And folks, to get more information about Joel's ministry, visit joelstrumpet.com. Joel, thank you very much. I appreciate you taking the time to be with me here on the show.
Cole, thanks for having me.
All righty, folks. Well, to hear this conversation with Joel Richardson and some of our other ministry segments, visit our ministry site at truthrestoration.com. Again, that's truthrestoration.com. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, and we'll see you next time.